With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Defense ministers of the NATO military alliance are gathered for a second day of talks in Brussels.
Security and long-term support for Ukraine have been dominating this G7. The ministers are trying to agree on a new plan to provide long-term security assistance and military training to the country. Chances of an agreement have improved after Hungary promised not to veto the plan, as long as it's not forced to participate. The gathering on Friday focuses more on migration, seeking ways to combat trafficking and increase investment in countries from where migrants start out on often life-threatening journeys. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNews.com, although more rain could trigger additional isolated Florida flooding today, forecasters say the strong, persistent storms that dumped up to 20 inches in southern parts of the state appear to have passed. Some neighborhood streets in the Miami and Fort Lauderdale areas, though, still have standing water, although it is rapidly receding. In Parkland, Florida, a large excavator stretched up and punched out a window in the top floor of a three-story classroom building where 17 people died in a 2018 mass shooting. Demolition of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School got underway this morning as some of the victims' families watched and took photos and videos. And a possible ban on face masks in the New York City subway system. There are concerns of people shielding their identities while committing anti-Semitic acts. The Dow is down 106 points, but the NASDAQ is up 8 points. This is SRN News. A battle over religious freedom in Michigan.
Catholic officials are in federal court fighting the state over its decision to add sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to Michigan's civil rights law. The change would force Catholic schools to hire people who don't obey Catholic doctrine. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing some of the plaintiffs and says, quote, the Constitution is clear. Religious schools are free to operate according to their beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona lawmakers have voted to send an initiative to the November ballot that would protect two state Supreme Court justices targeted for removal over their support for a near total abortion ban. Both chambers of the legislature agreed to let state voters decide in November whether to eliminate specific terms of Supreme Court justices and some other judges. They instead to be want them to allow to serve indefinitely. This is SRN News. Elon Musk getting back his $44.9 billion Tesla pay package.
Tesla shareholders have voted to restore CEO Elon Musk's record $44.9 billion pay package that was thrown out by a Delaware judge earlier this year, sending a strong vote of confidence in his leadership at the electric vehicle maker. The favorable vote doesn't necessarily mean that Musk will get the all-stock compensation anytime soon. The package is likely to remain tied up in court for months. Musk told shareholders the massive payout is not actually cash, that he can't cut and run, nor would he want to. He also said Tesla is pushing forward with the company's full self-driving system. I'm Norman Hall.
The California legislature is signaling it could cancel a $400 million loan payment to help finance a longer lifespan for the state's last nuclear power plant. It's part of continuing negotiations over a new state budget. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.